fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 4th day of July, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it's a rare occasion we actually do live shows on the 4th of July, but this year we are, obviously, and I think most of the hosts at Republic Broadcasting are also doing live shows today. Our prepper tip of the day is to encourage you to read the Declaration of Independence. Take 5 minutes. That's all it'll take, 5 minutes to read the Declaration of Independence. And remember the circumstances around which this document was drafted. It was a lot of give and take over quite a few weeks to get this document to the point where all the representatives of the 13 colonies would sign it. I'm going to begin this show with reading the Declaration of Independence. I've never done this publicly, and I think it's something that's important given the times we live in. If the evil witch of the West was elected, we would be reading it a lot more diligently, I think. But even with Donald Trump, there's still lots of threats to our republic. The things that have built up over decades that we need to be aware of. And I believe that keeping the Declaration of Independence in the front of our brains will help us to remember who we are, where we came from, and where we should be going. So we'll get started here in a moment. And I got this from the Library of Congress, this copy here. And we'll just start right now. Begins with, in Congress, July 4th, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. First paragraph. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. That's the first paragraph. Now, we need to keep in mind who this is written for. the audience. This was, first of all, directed to the King of England and the Parliament of England. The next audience would have been the American people themselves in the 13 colonies. And then the third audience would have been the governments of the world at that time, which would have been France and Spain and Italy and so forth, primarily European governments. We can begin the second paragraph here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That any form of government, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light or transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But within a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. Now, that's quite a paragraph there. And I'm sure that when the King of England read this, he was quite angry. Of course he would be. And most likely, most members of Parliament were quite angry as well. Of course, there would, what little I know about the British Parliament, there probably were some people in Parliament who did have some sympathy for the 13 colonies. Well, we begin with these facts here. Here they lay out the evidence. And each one of these begins with he. I'm talking about the King of England, King George. He has refused his assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent could be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyranny only. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. We go on here. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. He has refused for a long time after such disillusions, to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers, incapable of annihilation, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining, in the meantime, exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions from within. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states, for that purpose obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance. He has kept among us, in times of peace, standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civilian power. He has continued with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts by pretending legislation, quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, for cutting off our trade with all parts of the world, for imposing taxes on us without our consent, for depriving us in many cases of the benefits of trial by jury, for transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging the boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule unto these colonies, for taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our government, for suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power in legislature to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. He has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. He has plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burnt our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas, to bear arms against their country, to become executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. He has excited domestic insurrections among us, and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only with repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. We're getting down to the last two paragraphs here. Just bear with me. Nor have we been wanting to in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by the legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce to the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war and peace friends. Here's our last paragraph here. This is very strong language. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do, in the name of and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states, that they are absolved of all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent states, they have the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And then we have all the signatures here. At the bottom it says, ordered that an authenticated copy of the Declaration of Independence with the names of the members of Congress subscribing the same be sent to each of the United States so that they may be desired to have the same put on record by order of Congress, John Hancock, President. Well, it sounds like there's about 14 copies made at that time sent to the various colonies, the 13 colonies. There was a gentleman named Mark Dice. I love this guy. I would love to meet him and shake his hand sometime. He does these YouTube videos where he does man in the street interviews. And I recall one he did was, I don't know, a year or two ago. And it was a sunny day, the fourth day of July, whatever year it was, 2015, 2016, 2014, doesn't matter what year it was. And he's right next to a beach in Southern California, casually attired. He's got his microphone, and there's a cameraman, and he's doing man in the street interviews. And the question of the day was, what do we celebrate on the 4th day of July? And he's interviewing adults, not children. And these are American adults for the most part. And some of these interviews, I know he's interviewed people who are foreign nationals and probably not American citizens, but they're visiting this country. And ironically, some of these foreign nationals answer questions that native-born American adults can't. So he's on this beach asking people what we're celebrating the 4th day of July, and almost none of them could tell him what they were celebrating. They did not have a clue what they were celebrating. Now, here's my observation of this. First of all, these people, they may or may not vote, but they could vote. These are adults, American adults, obviously 18 years and older, most of them obviously older than 18. I don't believe he interviewed any teenagers that I can recall. Men and women who vote and make decisions that will affect everybody else don't know why we celebrate the 4th day of July. I recall another interview he did where he was offering people their choice of a Hershey candy bar or a gold coin. And a lot of these people took the Hershey candy bar instead of the gold coin. It's Mark Dice, D-I-C-E, I believe is how he spells his name. What a great guy. What a great guy. Now, if he had conducted these interviews in, well, let's say, 1966, I believe most American adults could verbalize what the 4th day of July was being celebrated and what it was all about. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or onyx silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome Homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, disregard, Tuesday. It is Tuesday. On Tuesday, the 4th day of July. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Well, I'll be having barbecue at a little country church I've been going to later today, followed by going over to the the fireworks display at Viburnum, Missouri. Population, I believe, 650, if I'm not mistaken. So it'll be a good afternoon to socialize with people of like mind, as we see, as we say. I'll be turning over a DVD for a screen capture. I don't have the technical expertise to get the screen capture of a map of North America with new coastlines off a 1954 movie, black and white movie, titled The Miami Story. It's a B-grade crime movie with Paramount Pictures did. And 56 seconds into the film, right at the end of the credits, There is a black and white image of North America with the coastlines. Fascinating. Fascinating. So I'll be turning this over to a young man. He's done this, helped me with this before. He has the technical expertise to get that screen capture so I can get it to my webmaster, Tim Spencer, and get it printed, get it posted on my website, I should say. Now, there's another film that we're looking at also, and I let's see if I got those notes here. Well, I don't have those notes handy, but it's another major Hollywood production. They spent $100 million on this particular movie. And I've seen one of my listeners sent me a very blurry picture of a map of the world with new coastlines, and we hope to recover that also. May take a little bit to do that. When this document was drafted and signed on the 4th day of July, 1776, the men that signed this, they knew that they were putting a big red X on their foreheads, that they were becoming criminals as far as the British Crown was concerned. They were spitting in the face of the world's most powerful army, the world's most powerful government at that time. Britain ruled the seas. Britain had the largest standing army on the planet. They were one of the wealthiest countries on the planet at the time. That took some courage, to say the least. It definitely took some courage. Now, of course, it took, I don't know what the time it took to get across the Atlantic was back then with a swift ship. Probably 3 to 4 weeks, I imagine. I don't know what it took. But communication across long distances at that point in time was took some time. And that's simply the way it was. So the governors, the British governors of these colonies, they certainly got their notice. The British military commanders in the 13 colonies, they got noticed real quick about this Declaration of Independence. And of course, the war began shortly thereafter. The war between the 13 colonies and the most powerful army on the planet, led by our military, led by George Washington, of course, who was already a veteran of the Indian Wars. So he was no stranger to war. Of course, George Washington went on to become our first president, and he turned down offers to make him emperor. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of July. Well, this is the last day of my 4th of July sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads. You have until midnight tonight to get $50 off an energy cleaner, 10% off mattress pads. If you need to mail a check, be sure it's postmarked before midnight tonight. Just fill out the correct dollar amount. You can figure that out, and you're smart. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads, and get it in the mail, postmarked before midnight tonight. If you place your order online or by using my toll-free order line, you'll pay full price, and I refund the difference. I refund the sale dollar amount. So that's how it's done. I have an automated system for my order takers, and I can't change an automated system just for a short sale like this. It'd be too much of an administrative burden. So, the sale on energy cleaners expires at midnight tonight, $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. All the details about the energy cleaner, how they work, what they'll do for you are at my website at thelibertyman.com, and I have a toll-free hour line. Keep in mind, I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa, and here's that toll-free hour line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, I'm reading an article here that Austria is sending 750 troops and four armored vehicles to block its border with Italy. Now, Austria, Vienna, Austria, is where the combined Christian armies of Europe, let's see, I'll put this Battle of Vienna in my search box, and we'll come up with some details on the battle. The and it was the September the 11th, 1683, is when the Muslim army was defeated by the combined Christian armies at Vienna, Austria. September 11th, 1683. And that may sound like a really long time ago. Well, Harvard University was having daily classes in 1683. Just to give you a little bit of perspective there. It was less than 100 years before the Declaration of Independence was signed, 1683. And what happened in 1683 was the equivalent of the Renaissance equivalent of NATO coming together. The combined Christian armies, led by a Polish general, defeated the combined Muslim armies at Vienna, Austria. A lot of history there. Tremendous amount of history. And people in Europe tend to have a better a sense of their own history than we do here in the United States. Frequently, Europeans know our history better than we know it ourselves. Unfortunately, it shouldn't be that way, but that's the way it is. So the Austrian government is doing the right thing, controlling their borders. That's what defines a country. If you don't have defined, controlled borders, well, you're not a country. And under Hussein Obama, that's where we were headed. We had a defined border, but it wasn't controlled. Which, if it's not controlled, what's the point? And it's got nothing to do with compassion. It's got nothing to do with helping people. It's got to do with state sovereignty. There's nothing broken or wrong. Well, there is. We may even get into that. But our immigration laws. Our immigration laws make it very difficult for Caucasian Christians to immigrate to this country, and very easy for non-Caucasian, non-Christians to come to this country. Something's really wrong there. That needs to be corrected. And the way things are going with Donald Trump, I think that will be corrected. Now, that speech he gave at the Kennedy Center the other day, I encourage you to watch it. I saw it the other day. And I'll tell you, I love that guy. And one of the things I remember is saying, talking about if football team wants to pray before they play their game in high school, well, of course they should be able to pray before they have their game in high school. This whole thing about separation of church and state is so misunderstood. So we're talking about the Declaration of Independence. Let's talk about the Constitution a little bit. Now, the first 10 amendments was the compromise to get this thing passed. These 13 colonies were not going to participate in this new federal government unless these 10 guarantees were put in place. Now, the first amendment of the U.S. Constitution, let's see if we can pull this up here. First of all, it says nothing about separation of church and state. It does not. U.S. Constitution. Many of the 13 colonies, the original 13 states, had state religions. For example, the state religion of Rhode Island was the Baptist religion. if you were in Rhode Island and you were not a Baptist, well, you probably could not hold elected office or public employment. That was the Baptist state. And other states had their own state religions. They did. And that was the way it was. The First Amendment was to guarantee that this new federal government would not interfere with the already established state religions. That's what that was about. That's all it was about. And if your state wanted to have a state religion, that is certainly guaranteed by the Constitution. So let's say if everybody in Rhode Island, or a majority of the people in Rhode Island, decided to have a state religion, and they wanted all be, and have the Baptist religion be the state religion of Rhode Island, they could do so. The odds of that happening are slim to none. I mean, this is not going to happen in the modern age. But it could happen. That's the point. It could happen. And the purpose of the First Amendment is to stop the federal government, this brand new government that they wanted to have on one hand, but were fearful of on the other hand, to stop the interference of this new federal government in the affairs, in religious affairs of the state. These different denominations, they had their territory, and they were not going to give up their monopoly that they had. That was not going to happen. This phrase, separation church and state, is not in the Constitution. It comes from a letter written by Thomas Jefferson that gets repeated ad nauseum. Now, Thomas Jefferson was a brilliant man, and he had a great role in the formation of this country. He did not write the Constitution, by the way. He was in Europe when the Constitution was being written. So obviously he couldn't write it. John Adams wrote the Constitution, most of it. So it's important to understand the original intent of the Constitution, the original meaning, because it is I regard it as a contract. A contract between the people and this new government. A contract that has to be respected and used as a ironclad guideline for how this federal government should be run. Now, as early as the 1820s, Congress started attempting to use the introductory sentence in Article 1, Section 8 as a clause. Article 1, Section 8 is the money spending clause of the U.S. Constitution. Money spending has to originate from the House of Representatives. It cannot originate from the Senate. It has to originate from the House of Representatives. And it lists, I believe, 17, it may be 18, not that the number matters. It lists the 17 or so things that U.S. Congress can spend money on. That's the teeth. That's the teeth. That's the chains that restrict what the new federal government can and cannot do. You know, they can make any declaration they want, but they can't spend money on it unless it's authorized under Article 1, Section 8, or unless there's an expansion of Article 1, Section 8, which has not happened, by the way. But John Adams is in Congress, and they want to spend money. It's not authorized under Article 1, Section 8, and they say that this introductory sentence where they talk about to promote the general welfare, that gives them authority. And Adams basically chewed him out. He says, gentlemen, this is what he says, gentlemen, if I meant that introductory sentence to be a clause, why would I write the other 17 things? Why would I do that? I didn't need to. Because if you can use that as a way to spend money on anything you damn well please, I'm obviously paraphrasing here, why would we have the rest of Article 1, Section 8? I'm dead set against a constitutional convention. It's a very, very dangerous thing. There's nothing broken, nothing wrong with the original Constitution. The original Constitution is not technology-driven. that technology. It was written in such a manner that it's not technology driven. These men were brilliant, and they knew at the time that technology would always be changing and moving forward. It was not technology driven. If, it's a big if, because doing this would be extremely difficult. If we went back to following the Constitution, especially Article 1, Section 8, limiting what federal government can spend money on, there's no authority to transfer money from the public treasury to private citizens. That's not there. That's not there. Welfare from the federal government has no constitutional authority. And people say, oh, John, you're so cold-hearted. No, I'm not cold-hearted. It's not. It doesn't mean people cannot receive help. It just means it can't come from the federal government. It has to come from the state and local governments. That's where the money comes from anyway, right? Where does the federal government get their money from? 50 states. So if individual states want to give food, housing, clothing, medical care to private citizens, they can do so. There's nothing in the U.S. Constitution barring or stopping the states from doing so. In fact, before the Franklin Roosevelt administration, welfare was at the county level, not the federal, not the state, at the county level. Most of the 3,000 counties in the United States had something called a county farm. I don't know what they did in New York City, but most of the 50 states had something called a county farm, where if you were hungry, needed a place to live, that's where you went. And they would feed you, provide clothing, provide shelter, and you worked. They had cattle, sheep, goats, vegetable gardens, fruit trees, grape arbors, all those things. And I'm sure it varied from county to county, but that's what they had. And if you didn't work, well, you had to leave. You could either stay there and produce and be a productive part of the county farm, or you could leave. That was the two choices. Now, I'm sure there was some provision for people who were disabled that were had an arm, amputated or a leg amputated or something of that nature, that they would be cared for. But if you were able-bodied, male adult, or able-bodied female adult, you had to work or leave. That was the two choices. Now, these county farms were, I'm sure they varied in terms of their amenities and how nice they were or were not from place to place. My mother's family, they were basically barefoot hillbillies during the Great Depression. And my grandmother, who I spent summers with, she took great pride in the fact that her family never had to live at the county farm or receive any subsidies from the government, that they were able to be self-sufficient. That was a matter of family pride and personal pride for my grandmother. The money spending authority of this country is critical. If we only spent money that the Constitution authorized, we would not have the debt that we've got. Far from it. We'd be probably debt-free. We would not have many of these invasive, intrusive agencies that want to control our lives. Right down the road from me here, there was a family that were in the dairy business for decades, many decades, beginning at the end of World War II. The economics compelled them to expand their dairy operation or shut it down. So they looked into expanding, and they had to build another structure or two. And the government regulations, the federal government, not the county, federal government regulations involving the EPA and so forth, prevented them from doing so. And they shut down their dairy operation. So the bulk milk trucks no longer go down my road here to pick up the milk. They haven't for, I guess, 12 or 13 years. And they went into the beef cattle business. Because they could still do that without the government imposing these regulations on them that would compel them to shut down. People don't know. They don't know our Constitution. They don't know how these changes have been so harmful. 17th Amendment, for example. I was having lunch with one of the local judges the other day, and he's quite liberal. He's known to be quite liberal. He's a great guy. Has a good heart. And it surprised me that he had this awareness of the harm caused by the 17th Amendment. That's the one that changed the way U.S. senators are elected. The Constitution called for them to be elected by the state legislature in the various states. 17th Amendment calls for a direct election. Now, one of the things the founding fathers were attempting to do was to prevent us from becoming a democracy. They did not want the United States of America to become a democracy. These men were students of history. They knew that without exception, every previous democracy had failed in a relatively short period of time. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening, and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
We are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 4th day of July. You want to know why the liberals are so concerned about somebody like Neil Gorsuch being on the Supreme Court? You think, you know, they're not concerned about what he believes. They're concerned about his interpreting the Constitution the way it was written. That's what they're concerned about, because they want to do anything they damn well please and not be hamstrung by this beautiful document called the U.S. Constitution, which it's a legal document that the words mean what they say. They're not subject to some kind of bizarre interpretation, as we've seen so much for decades. Seen so much of. So, men like Neil Gorsuch will do the right thing, understand the intent of the authors of the Constitution, and issue rulings based on what the Constitution means, what those words really do mean. And we get one or two more members similar to Mr. Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. That will be a big help for decades into the future. It'll be a big help for all of us, decades into the future. And the way things are going, Justice Kennedy may be retiring soon. There's a couple of others there that really, really need to retire. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for example, that woman does not look healthy to me. She's, what, 84 years old? She needs to retire. She really does, and spend whatever life she has left doing something a bit more enjoyable than that kind of workload. That's a serious workload that these justices have, by the way. It's not a easy job to be a Supreme Court justice. A lot of work there. So this 4th day of July, I want to encourage all of you to read the Declaration of Independence. I did my reading to the best of my ability earlier in the show. And it takes, 10 minutes to read it. Reading it verbally takes longer than reading it silently. You can probably read the whole thing silently in 5 or 6 minutes at the most. And do that. Do that for yourself. I mean, it's not much to ask, I don't believe. If you have internet access, you're listening to this show, you probably have access to the text of the Constitution, point, point, click, click, and the text of the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Now, this is the 4th day of July, so we read the Declaration of Independence today. If you want to read the Constitution, by all means, do that also. Very important. It's the foundation upon which this country is based. Here's our break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.